This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Most people don't want to admit how selfish and annoying they can be. But not Larry David. He plays himself on his HBO sitcom Curb Your Enthusiasm, and the show is all about how neurotic and self-centered he is and how difficult he is to be around. But this works because the show is very funny. No surprise there. Larry David was head writer, executive producer, and co-creator of Seinfeld. The character of George was based in part on Larry David. The actor who played George, Jason Alexander, plays himself on Larry David's show. In this episode from last season, Jason Alexander was complaining to Larry David that the only roles he was getting offered were characters like George. That's the only way people in Hollywood see him when he meets with them.
I go in and I talk to them, and I try to present differently, but they see the idiot. They see the schmuck.
Well, what do you mean schmuck? I don't get that. What do you mean schmuck?
The yutz, the idiot, the.
No, I frankly don't know. I mean, I don't know why you say he's a schmuck and a yutz and an idiot. I don't see him that way at all. I just see him as funny.
I mean, of course it was funny, but he was the fall guy. He was the jackass role. He was, this is the guy that never got the girl, and he finally gets the girl,
what?
And he kills
so
her with the envelope and the... Doesn't know what he wants.
That's funny. That's not schmucky. That's funny.
What is more jerky or putzy than going to a girl's house and stealing a tape out of her answering machine?
I went to a girl's house and took a tape out of an answering machine.
Larry, he's eaten eclairs out of a garbage can?
Yeah, so what? I ate an eclair out of the garbage can. So what?
Masturbation contest for people
I was in a contest, and you know I was in that masturbation contest.
All right, fine.
So what? I'm a schmuck for being in a masturbation contest?
It's not an incredibly noble experiment, was it?
Well, I'm sorry that you hate the character so much.
I don't hate the character. I'm a little tired of it.
It's a scene from Curb Your Enthusiasm. In 1992, I asked Larry David about creating the character of George.
Well, George is pretty much based on me.
Describe the character for our listeners who haven't
seen
the show.
Except I'm a lot sicker than George is.
More neurotic? Wow.
Yes. I would love to have George's life. Describe George's character?
Yeah.
Well, he's just a person who has difficulty in getting up in the morning and putting his clothes on. And starting from there, everything else is a problem for him. Particularly women.
Yes, this
having
is
a relation.
This is the kind of guy who, when he finally gets to go home with a woman who he's really interested in, he finds out that the bathroom's right next to the bedroom, and he has a nervous stomach, and the whole thing is horribly embarrassing, so he has to leave.
So he leaves, exactly. Yeah.
Did this come out of your life?
I have to say, yes, it did come out of my life. And I did leave, yeah. But I managed to patch things up with her the next day.
You explain?
I never really got into detail about it, no, but I did patch things up.
Now, Jerry Seinfeld seems pretty unneurotic for a comic.
Yes, that's true. That's true. He's an anomaly. Seinfeld is. And... I don't know how he got that way. I would switch places with him in a second.
Now, you used to do stand-up.
Yes, that's true.
When did you start doing it, and what was your act like?
I started doing it in 1975, and it's hard to describe what my act was like, because very often I would leave in the middle of it. As soon as I saw somebody in the audience just make a face or somebody talk to the person next to them, I would become infuriated and throw the microphone down and leave.
That was it? You just not
and
come
I would,
back?
I would get in fights with the audience if they weren't laughing. I was like the McEnroe of comedy. I couldn't stand adversity. Yeah, but that's pretty much what would happen. I would be in the middle of a show, and I would just walk off.
So with a reputation like that, who would hire you?
Nobody. And see, no one. No one would hire me. But I did, I was able to perform at the showcase clubs. Because they liked me. They didn't care if I walked off.
They probably weren't paying you anyways, right?
That's exactly the point. Right. Yeah, they weren't.
Why would you walk off? Why were you so easily discouraged when somebody wouldn't laugh or would heckle?
Because I'm a baby. I'm a big baby, and I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand like losing. It was like winning and losing. And if I lost to the audience, I couldn't take it. I would throw the board over.
Well, did you ever kill on stage?
Oh yes, yeah, I did. Yeah, very very often, in fact.
And you'd complete those sets.
Those I would complete, yeah, and that was always an exhilarating feeling for me.
So, what was your act like?
It wasn't anything like Jerry's. First of all, it was completely disjointed, very eclectic. I would talk about a lot of really, really personal things, and also a lot of farcical, absurd things. And I can't really say what it was about. It was mostly about me, I guess.
Give me a sense of something really personal that you'd reveal about yourself in the act.
Do you want me to tell you something?
Sure.
Oh, gee. Oh, I don't know. I guess, oh, impotency, maybe. Not that I'm impotent now, but perhaps I would talk about an experience that I had. Things like that.
Well, this helps give me a sense of why you'd walk off. I mean, really, if you're revealing things that are pretty personal and somewhat embarrassing, and somebody doesn't laugh, I could see why you might want to leave.
Oh, so you could understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
Yeah, because a lot of comics aren't that personal.
No, well, I don't know. It's hard for me to describe my act. I don't really know what it was. It was a lot of the things that you see on the show, too, also. A lot of the situations would... you could find in my act, I think.
You were with Saturday Night Live for 84 to 85, is that right?
Yes, yes, one season.
Which season was that? Who was the cast? Who were in the cast?
Billy Crystal and Christopher Guest. Martin Short was that year.
Uh-huh. What were some of the sketches you wrote?
They only put on the air one sketch of mine the entire season.
Which one?
No one in the world wouldn't know what it was, except maybe a few people in my family. The sketch was on, it was the last sketch of a show that Ed Begley Jr. was the host of. And the sketch was on at 5 to 1 in the morning. And Ed Begley Jr. played an architect, and Harry Shearer was the developer. And Harry Shearer was looking over the plans for the new building that Ed Begley had designed. And he saw, he said, he was looking over the blueprint, and he said to Ed Begley, what's this thing over here? And Ed Begley said, oh, that's the elevator. And then Harry Shearer said, no, but what's this? And he said, oh, that's a stool for the elevator man to sit. And then Harry Shearer said that a stool... He didn't want his elevator men sitting on stools. And they just got in a fight, and that was the sketch. It's pretty stupid.
I don't remember it.
No, I'm sure you don't.
Yeah. How is it that you worked there for a whole year or a whole season and only got one sketch on?
Because Dick Ebersole didn't like my material. He was the executive producer. Dick and I didn't quite get along. Dick and I had a few problems.
Did you feel like, what's the point of staying if your material isn't going to get on?
Yes, yes. In fact, I actually quit the show, and there's a Seinfeld episode that's based on this. One day I walked into Ebersole's office. It was like right before one of the shows was about to start. He had cut one of my sketches after dress rehearsal. And I walked up to him right before airtime, 10 minutes before airtime, and I walked up to myself, that's it, I'm finished, I quit, I've had it, I'm never coming back here again, it's over, done, I hate this place, I quit. So I left. I left the building, and I started walking home, and I felt very good. I quit the show. I wasn't going to put up with that. And I got home, and I started thinking about my salary and how much money I was giving up. And I go, let's see. That's $3,000 there. That's $40,000. What am I out of my mind? I'm going to give this guy $40,000. It's another couple of weeks. What am I, crazy? You know? So on Monday morning, I went back in and pretended that the whole thing never happened. And I went into the meeting. I said good morning to everybody. People gave me some strange looks. And Ebersole never said another word to me about it. So I just continued working there. But I wrote an episode for Seinfeld about it last year when George quit his job.
So when did you decide that you wanted to do comedy?
When I got out of college, I took a few acting classes. And I was so bad as an actor. I was such a terrible actor that... But I was making people laugh with my asides that they were encouraging me to become a comedian.
What gave you the confidence to get up on stage? It sounds like you're not the most confident guy.
No, I had no confidence to go up on stage, and I still don't have any confidence to go up on stage. And I am not the most confident guy, you're right. But I had nothing in my life. There was nothing else that I was capable of doing. And I was really perhaps on the verge of becoming a homeless person at some point. So I felt like I had nothing to lose. So I got up there. I put a gun to my head and got up there is what I did.
So you were saying that you might do comedy again when the show ends.
Yes, I might. I might. I'm considering it.
Do you think you'd have a more confident attitude if you did comedy again?
No, not at all. I don't think so. I don't think it makes a difference. I watch Jerry. It's it's like he could be talking to you, and then all of a sudden he's talking to them. With me, if I know I'm going on that night, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I start thinking about it, and you can't even talk to me for the whole day. I don't have an appetite, and it takes a lot of mental energy for me to prepare myself to go up there.
Larry David, thanks a lot for talking with us. And if I ever get the chance to see you perform live, I'll be sure to laugh.
Yeah, either that or bring your earplugs or a bulletproof vest or something. Well, thanks very much. I enjoyed it.
Larry David recorded in 1992. His HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm is now in its third season. This is Fresh Air.